Why do you think the Inhumans have managed to stay pertinent over the years?
Well, you know, the Inhumans are, they're the ultimate outsiders. They're a rootless nation of outcasts. At the center of which stands a divided and embattled family. So they're sort of like the outcasts of the outcasts when you get down to it. If you know anything about their history, you know, they're a race of superpowered individuals who were almost a mistake. They were created to be a weapon in this intergalactic war. You know, you had these two powerful alien races that were waging war, and one of them, the Kree, saw that sentient life on Earth, you know, this nearby planet, had genetic potential in it, and began to experiment on Homo sapiens. You know, they wanted to create an advanced race of soldiers to use against their enemy, the Skrulls, and the result was the Inhumans. They abandoned this because I think the genetic prophecy predicted that these experiments would lead to ruin, so they bailed out, and that was that. But what was left is their test subjects, the Inhumans, you know, who went on to form the society. So again, they're the ultimate outsiders in that sense. In that sense, I think they're eminently relatable.
Right. The series has always had that cult following. I mean, I remember there used to be a professional wrestler in WCW, Raven. He used to wear a Black Bolt shirt to the ring. What do you think makes it so cool to like that fringe crowd?
Well, it's funny, but I think that Black Bolt has maybe one of the coolest costumes in all of comics. You know, Black's never out of style. And it doesn't hurt, you know, that he's, you know, one of the more enigmatic and powerful characters. You know, he can't speak, so you can confer to him all sorts of qualities, because of Cypher in that regard. But if you take a look at all of them, Karnak, Medusa, Gorgon, they're all just designed so beautifully. They're, you know, I was introduced to them back in the day, and they sort of echoed the times, the chaos of the late 60s and 70s, the hippies, counterculture, all of that stuff, I think is echoed in their design. They're anything but conservative looking in that sense.
Okay, how do you think the motion comic viewing experience compares to the actual reading experience?
Well, it's amazing how the motion comic manages to adhere to the aesthetic established in the comic book. There's something inherently lush and cinematic about the Inhumans. They're easily one of the most visually appealing characters for the reason we talked about. You know, the visually appealing characters in the catalog, and you know, they live in this lush, mysterious world that straddles, you know, the area between, you know, dark fantasy, the kind of stuff you see in Game of Thrones, and science fiction. So, you know, these open backgrounds and these lush characters, I think, just really make for a very cinematic experience that feels very different from, you know, your more standard spandex superhero fare.
Okay, I was just speaking to Joe Quesada, and he said that, you know, sometimes the motion comics have a triple-up effect, that if they do well, it could kind of, you know, get the series going again. Do you guys have any plans to possibly relaunch a new series on the Inhumans?
Well, what I can say is that the Inhumans will play a huge role in the upcoming Marvel Universe event called Infinity. They will be big players. It will set them up to be major players beyond that in 2014 and beyond. So look for them to become much more important to the Marvel Universe. You know, it's really what we've done over the last couple of years is, you know, where it's called the Marvel Universe for a reason. The stakes have never been just Earth. And the Marvel Universe isn't just humans who have been genetically gifted, you know, either through science or what have you, or magic, you know, gifted with powers. They're characters from the cosmos, they're characters from underground, from under the ocean, and from other worlds. I look at the Inhumans as being sort of the next phase in the broadening of the Marvel Universe and further proof that we're called Marvel Universe for a reason.
Okay, difficult question ahead. Who's your favorite member of the Inhumans and why?
Well, you know, I think Black Bolt's the coolest looking, but I've got two answers. When I was a little kid, Triton was my hands-down favorite because I thought he looked incredibly cool. And I thought, what could be cooler than being able to breathe water and swim around, in the depth of the sea? I liked them a lot more than Namor because I couldn't get into the Speedos. So there was something just really cool about Triton to me. But I would say, as an adult, Black Bolt is the character who most appeals to me. He's silence runs deep, and heavy is the crown. He's the leader of the Inhumans. He carries the burden of leading this society that's ruthless. Their home Adelan is constantly moving from place to place. He's responsible for the society that he rules over. It permits individuality in regards to genetic development, but it demands rigid conformity, and it's got this caste system in order to keep people in place, to navigate the hostile world. So I think that, in that sense, he's both a hero and a character with a little bit of gray area. You have to make hard choices, which makes him more fascinating, and he's constantly embattled, constantly having to deal with threats to his reign from his brother, Maximus the Mad. You see, it's very Shakespearean in that regard. Mm-hmm. He's both very powerful and very troubled. And again, it really does come down to, heavy is the crown, or in this case, the tuning fork on his forehead.
So how do you want this DVD release to ultimately be remembered?
I think that what I'd like is that people who enjoy the experience of viewing this DVD understand the source material that it comes from, and understand it's mining rich source material, and that there's plenty more to go and find and discover if you want to know about more about the Inhumans or about the rest of the Marvel Universe.